Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Look like I didn't have what I thought was going on, but it's okay. A little music in the background I used to play. Tell us what's going on today. But that's okay. We're going to go ahead and get started. I hope that you can hear me properly and everything is going according to plan. And so we're going to get started in just a little bit and just give me a few minutes. What we're going to do in the meantime, we're going to play a little music, amen, while we get this thing figured out today. Because, again, we're trying to do some multitasking here, so we're hoping that it works out for us and everything. So just bear with us for a few minutes. We can go ahead and get started in a few. Just want to make sure all the everything is working properly, so bear with me.
Your mercy and your grace, and as I testify to every man, woman, boy, and girl of every race, be glorified, be magnified through me. Be magnified through me. As I lift you up, you said you'd draw all men unto me. And as I lift you up, made inspired men to lift their hands to worship thee. So be glorified, be magnified through me. Be glorified, be magnified through me. As I preach your word, I'll decree. Preach your word, may it compel men to turn their hearts back to thee. So be glorified, be magnified through me. Be glorified, be magnified through me.
Amen, 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 amen. I just want to make sure that everyone can hear me properly, and I'm just so happy to be here today with you. And amen. So God is grateful. Hear me. Amen. 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 Yeah. God is grateful. So we can watch it. Go ahead and start at. I look like I'm getting some feedback. I'm not sure exactly where from. But we're going to go ahead and get started. Amen. Today's broadcast, of course, is the Bread of Life. Amen. Today's broadcast is the Bread of Life. Amen. And we're going to... Okay. This is not working, Ray Rose. All right. Let's try to do this again. We're going to get this right. Yeah, okay, y'all. We try to do multiple things here. So that's why it's somewhat a delay and everything. We pray that this will bless you in all things. Amen. Amen. This will bless you, okay? So what we're going to do right now is we're going to go ahead and open up in prayer. Amen. And I pray that all is well. Amen. So, Father God, we come today first to thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for another day's journey, another day in the broadcast. God, we thank you that you will continue to be with us in all things, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So help us, Lord Jesus, as we go through this broadcast and we begin to work out the details of it. We give this broadcast to you in Christ Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, and amen, and amen, and amen. 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 So today being set in and sealed, and we got a couple of scriptures that we are coming from. Being set up, so we're gonna got a couple of scriptures we're gonna come from. Amen. So there we go. I think I got rid of the echo. So hopefully that would do the trick. So let's go ahead and get started. Amen. We can talk about our Lord, please shut me in and seal me. And we're coming out of Genesis chapter 7, verses 15 and 16. And, of course, we're also looking at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. So we're going to be doing multiple things. And I'm asking God to lead us and guide us. And then I talked about this a little bit on Friday. So this is an opportunity, again, to talk a little bit more in detail about the topic matter. So I'm hoping that it works according to plan. Amen. Just bear with me. Let me get my chair straight here. So what we're doing multiple things, y'all. I'm telling you, I'm trying to deal with this technology and get caught up with everybody. And get caught up with everything like that. So this is what we got. On Friday, we talked about Noah's Ark, and I've been going to tell you on the reason why I chose Noah's Ark. There was an article that was on Facebook, and let me see if I can turn to that real quick, and I'll tell you about the article. Amen. That caught my attention by a young man that posted it. And on Friday, I talked a little bit about it, but I wanted to get back right into it. I think I still have the article. Let me see. The article looked like it was written by his name is Wayne Green, and I'm not sure whether he got some of this from Watchman Nee, but let me just read the article for you, and then we can go from there. He said, never thought about this before. I have always thought that Noah was safe inside the ark because he built it according to God's specification. I thought that perhaps it was the strength of the gopher wood and the soundness of the architecture that ensured that the waters of the flood would not come in. But today I encountered a verse that shifted this whole paradigm. Let's read what Genesis 7, chapter 16 says. It says, the animals going in were male and female, and every living thing as God had commanded Noah. Then God shut him in. Don't miss this, he said, the writer says. Even after Noah had built the ark, it was God himself who shut him in order to shut out the waters of the flood. In other translations, the verse says, the Lord sealed them in. May the Almighty God seal us in inside his ark of protection during this last quarter of 2021. We've already in the last month and everything of 2021. Amen. So may the ark of God sealed us in. Amen. Amen. May the ark of God seal us in. It says, it is not the fact that you have locked your house, that you have kept you safe at night. It's not your good driving skills that keep you safe on the road. Neither is your healthy eating habits that keep you healthy. Only God can shut you in and shut out the devil that is seeking to devour you. So he begins to do a prayer. He said, Father, we pray that in this last quarter of the year, that as we walk into the streets, as we drive on the roads, oh God, shut us in. Father, we pray that for our children in the midst of dangers and molesters, that you will shut them in Cape floodwaters of abuse, rape, murder, accident, disease, and untimely death. Oh God, shut us in. Shut us in your ark of protection. Into your ark of compassion, may God set us in as we obey him and trust him in his word. Amen. And then again, that's what was written by, I got it from a brother named Wayne Green on his Facebook page and everything like that. And I wanted to talk a little bit more about Brother Wayne. I don't know where you're listening, anything like that. But man, I want to talk a little bit about being shut in and sealed. You know, and this will be part two, because we did part one, and we're going to probably repeat a lot of what we did in part two, but I did ask some things that I wanted to talk to you about. So again, I got to go back to that verse in Genesis chapter 7, verses 15 and 16, and it says, And they went in unto Noah, unto the ark, that's Noah and his family, two and two of all flesh were in, is the breath of life. Anything that had the breath of life, they went in. And as they went in male and female, all flesh, and as God had commanded him, that none of Noah had been obedient to God. God gave a command for Noah to build an ark. It was completed. Okay. Then the next instructions for Noah was to go into the ark. And the last part said, and the Lord shut him in. And truly, as the writer was talking about being shut in, that we're living in a time now that we need to be shut in with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, we need to be shut in and we need to follow instructions that God has given us. You know, we have to follow the instructions that God has given us. Okay. All right. And, also the word shut in, and some translation means to be sealed in. That's why we're going to talk to be sealed. In other words, there was no way possible when I looked at the story that Noah could have got out. Even if he wanted to get out, he couldn't get out. Even if he wanted to help someone that was drowning, he could do it because God had already shut him in and sealed him in, not only for his protection, but also so that he couldn't do anything because he felt of the people that was drowning and everything. God had given the people plenty of time, a warning. Amen. Because it took Noah some hundreds of years to build the ark. So God had given them plenty of time to repent, and they didn't. In fact, my guess is they probably thought Noah had lost his mind, that he was a little crazy and everything. You know, but here it is now that the waters are beginning to fill up, and it's coming up top of all the mountains, and the ark itself is beginning to float onto the water. The Bible says the water covers all the earth. You know, all the earth was covered by the water. It rained, and the little seas and the little oceans began to fill up, on this, including with the rain. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights. The Bible talks about that the water stayed that way for 150 days before Noah began to, the water began to subside a little bit. Because they were shut in, you know. They were shut in for all that 150-day total. Him and the animals and his son and his wife, their wives and his wife. They were shut in. I found it amazing that God shut them in to protect them from the flood. And one of the things the writer brought up and stuff like that, we don't want to waste a lot of time, but one of the things the writer brought up, that they were just shut in from anything and everything that the enemy that was meant to do them harm. The water that would have taken everybody else out would have taken them out also. And then I want to go to John chapter 17, verses 9 through 26. And this is Jesus' prayer. And this is how Jesus speaking. He said, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me. For they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine. And I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. For I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thy own eyes those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in my name. Those that gavest me, I have kept. And none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. In other words, what Jesus is saying, I kept those that you gave me. You know, I kept everyone that you gave me. Then they're not lost, not one, except for Judas who was considered to be the son of perdition. In other words, Judas had to do what Judas did. There was no way out for Judas to do exactly what he needed to do. And that was the betrayal of Jesus Christ. For 30 pieces, it was prophesied in the Old Testament that this would take place. So Judas was the son of perdition. Nobody else did Jesus lose but the son of perdition, that the scripture may be fulfilled. Okay, so there was a seal that was going on. In other words, in so many words, Jesus said, hey, look, I sealed them because you gave them to me. But God, you, Father, you sealed them, and they now are yours. They're yours. They're mine, but they're yours, you know. And then verse 13 says, and now come out to thee, and these things I speak in the word, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of this world, even as I am not of the world. You know, in other words, he's saying to all of us right now, even here, even now, so y'all, even today, that we are in the world, but we're not of this world. And everything. Wow, we are ambassadors for Christ. He said, I pray that thou shalt take them out of the world, but thou shalt keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even if I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth, and thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I have also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified through the truth. Who is the truth? God is the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou givest me, I have given to them, that they might be one, even as we are one. I in them, thou in me, and that they might be made perfect in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee. And these have known that thou hast sent me, and I have declared unto thy name, and I will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be with them, and I in them. In other words, he's saying that we have been sealed. We have been shut into the arm of Jesus Christ. It was because of the birth, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We are sealed. And this is totally different what I'm talking about when God shut Noah into the ark. This is what Jesus has done for us. Okay? This is our relationship because of Jesus Christ. This is our relationship because of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. You know, another thing that I talk about, I looked at when I talk about shut the door. This is coming out of John chapter 20, starting verse 18. We're going to skip about a little bit. But it says, 18 says, says, Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she has seen the Lord and that he has spoken these things unto her. 19 said, then the same day at the evening before the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembling for the fear of the Jews. They shut themselves in because they was afraid of the Jews. Jesus has already been crucified, but they was afraid of the Jews. And then it says, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. Verse 20 says, and when he had said so, he showed unto them his hand and his side. And then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. So the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus came into them into a shut door. The door was shut. Jesus presented himself to them within the shut door. They shut the door because there was a fear factor. They was afraid of the Jews. They were afraid that they would be persecuted and they would be killed or they would be destroyed. But even in the midst of a shut door, Jesus stood before them and showed them their hands, his hands and his feet. Amen. Verse 25, and skip down to 25, says, the other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands and imprint of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I would not believe. And the scripture says in verse 26, it says, after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas, who had said those things, was with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut. Again, that's the key word. The doors been shut and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. He said the same thing he said before. Peace be unto you. The doors are shut. He presented himself to you. He came. He was the physical of Jesus. Was entered into a shut door. Yeah. He was entered to the shut door. Nobody could see Jesus inside that room except for the people that was inside that room. Then said he to Thomas, reach hither thy fingers and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hands and thrust into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. 28 says, and Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord, my God. And Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. And blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed, Thomas. Blessed are those that have seen and have not yet have yet believed. The doors were shut both times when Jesus just entered into the house or entered into the room where the disciples was hiding out of fear. They was hiding out of fear. Now, I'm going to read a little bit of this. This is also coming from Jeremiah. I read this last week and everything, but I want to give you the background of Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 1 through 3. And what I'm reading it right now, and I'm looking at my time, it's coming out of Nehemiah chapter 7, verses 1 through 3. And I'm looking at right now, I'm going to glance through Nehemiah to chapter 6, verses 1 through 16 there. The thing about it, that they were already began to go back to Jerusalem. Nehemiah was beginning to do things that need to be able to rebuild the walls and the breaches and all accounts. Let me just read verse 1, a couple of verses, and I'm going to skip about. It says, then it came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and Gesem, the Arabian, and the rest of our enemies heard that I had built the wall, that there was no breach left in, though at the time I had not set up the doors upon the gates. They survived and guests them sent unto me, saying, come, let us meet together in someone of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. In other words, they wasn't serious to meet and everything like that. And I sent messages saying, I am doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave there and come down to you? And they sent it to me four times after this thought, and I answered them after the same manner. Then sent Tobias his servant to me in like manner the fifth time, with an open letter in his hand, and with an open letter in hand, where it was written, it was reported among the brethren that the Jews thanked for the rebel. In other words, a letter that it was going to send to the king back to Babylon, saying that the Jews was going to rebel and they was going to make a king and everything like that, and all this kind of stuff. None of that was true, okay? None of that's true. No, none of that stuff. In verse 8, it says, then I said unto him, saying, thou art no such thing done as thou sayest, but thou feignest these things out of thy own heart. For they have made us afraid, saying, thy hands should be weakened from the work. In other words, they thought that it would be weakened by spreading lies. And it be and that it be not done. Now, therefore, O God, strengthen my hands. The Abbot said, God, strengthen my hands. Afterwards, I came into the house of the son of Deliah, the Simeon, and son of Deliah, and the son of Men, who was shut in. And he said, let us meet together in the house of God within the temple, and let us shut the doors of the temple, for they will come to slay thee. Yea, in the night they will come to slay thee. You know, in other words, he's telling them, look, we could go hide ourselves in the temple and shut the door, because they come in to slay you. And verse 11 says, and I said, should such a man as I plead, and who is there that then as I am will go into the temple to save his life? I would not go near him. I'm not going into the temple. He said, Lord, I perceive that God have not sent him, but that he pronounced his prophecy against me, for Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. In other words, the enemy had hired this guy to say these things. In other words, the enemy has hired this guy to say these things. It says, and then verse 13 says, therefore he was hired that I should be afraid and do so and sin, that they might have matter of evil report, that they might reproach me. My God, think thou upon the Tobias and Sanballat that called into these their works on the prophets and Noah Dance, and the rest of the prophets that would have me put in fear. These, some of the enemy were against them, but some of the prophets came against them also. So the 15th says, so the wall was finished in the 20th and the fifth day of the month of Elul, and the 50th and 50 in 2 days. And it came to pass that when all the enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen that was about us saw these things, they were cast down in their own eyes, for they perceived that the work, that this work was wrought of God. And then let's bring me back. I've been shut in. And it was a shut in that they wanted Nehemiah to do because out of fear. God didn't ordain it. They wanted Nehemiah to go to the temple and shut the doors of the temple and stay in the temple. He didn't do that, okay? He didn't do that. In chapter 7, verses 1 to 3, we can read that. It says, and it came to pass when the wall was built, I set up doors, and porters and singers and Levites were appointed, that I gave my brother Hananiah and Hananiah, the ruler of the palace, charge over Jerusalem, for he was a faithful man in fear of God above men. And I said unto them, let not the gates of Jerusalem be opened until the sun be hot. And while they stand by, let them shut the doors and bar them, and appoint watches of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, everyone in his watch, and everyone to be over against his city. They shut the doors. They shut the doors, and they appointed watchmen to watch to see what the enemy would do, because they knew that the enemy wasn't willing to give up and everything. They say they set watchmen, and one of the things that came up with is that those watchmen represent the pastors, and those watchmen represent the intercessors that are standing in the gap. Their main task is to watch and see what the enemy movement was going to do, so that if they came against the city, they would sound the alarm. They would blow the ram's horn or the shofar horn and to sound the alarm that the enemy was coming and everything. But keep in mind, the walls of the city had been built up. The breaches and the holes were filled up, but they still, Nehemiah still put watchmen on the wall. They were still watchmen that was on the wall. There were still intercessors, there were prayer warriors and leaders and people that had a good eye to see and to discern what was truly going on. When I thought about what Nehemiah was doing, I thought about the defense city in my speech is gone. 26 and 20, it says, come, my people, enter thy chambers and shut the doors about thee. Hide thyself as if it was a little bumper until the end of the nation be overpassed. Be overpassed. He's whatever was he saying. He said, come into the defense city, shut the doors. There's some things that have got to take place in the world or in our surrounding, and we need to be in the defense city. We need to be protected. We need to cover ourselves. We need to prevent the enemy from coming in. Now, this is something that God had ordained him to do and everything. This is something God had ordained him to take place. So just for a little moment, The children of Israel, the people of God, even today, we are under attack. You know, so it's time for us to go into the defense city and shut the door. That's what God believed that God is saying to us, is go into the defense city, go into him, which is him, and shut the door. You know, don't worry about what is going on the outside, because they're making a lot of noise. They're like a roaring lion and everything. They're seeking who they devour and stuff like that. They're knocking on the city. They may have a great army that's coming up against you, but stay in the defense city. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 13-19, it says that, "And the word of the Lord came unto me the second time, saying, What seest thou? And I said, I see it. A seething pot, and the face thereof is toward the dawn. Then the Lord said unto me, Out of the north an evil shall break upon all the inhabitants of the land." God has prophesied out of the north an evil shall break forth out of the upon all the inhabitants of the land. "For lo, I will call all the families of the kingdom of the north, said the Lord, and they shall come, and they shall set everyone his throne at the entering of the gates of Jerusalem, against all the walls thereof round about, and against all the cities of Judah. And I will utter my judgment against them, touching all their wickedness who have forsaken me and have burned incense unto other gods and worshipped the works of their own hand. Thou therefore gird up their lines and rise and speak unto them that all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound them before you. For behold, I have made thee this day a defense city and an iron pillar and a brazen wall against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, and against the princes thereof, and against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. That, and they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee, said the Lord, to deliver thee." He's telling Jeremiah, "I have made thee a defense city. They will not prevail against thee, Jeremiah. They will not come up against you. I have sealed thee. I have made it in defense city. No matter what they say, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue spoken against you will come to naught." That's what God is saying to us. That we don't have to worry about the looks of their faces. We don't have to worry about how the enemy is raging. We don't have to worry about how they coming against the church, because he has made us a defense city. You know, he has shut the doors. We are shut in with Christ. You know, we are shut in with God. At this moment, 2021, the ending of 2021, we are shut in with God. Amen. And John, let's talk about seal. In John chapter 6, verse 26-27, Jesus asked him, said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw miracles, but because you did eat the loaves and were filled." This is when he fed them the 5,000 with five loaves of bread and two fishes, you know, okay? And they began to seek him and try to find out where he was located at and everything like that. And he's telling them, like, "You ain't seeking me for the miracle. You were seeking me because you were filled. Your belly was filled." But in verse 27, he says, "Labor not for the meat which perish, but for that meat which endured to everlasting life, which the Son of Man should give unto you. For him have God the Father sealed." For him have God the Father sealed. And I just read a little while ago, back in, in John, how he's telling us as his people to how we are sealed in him. We are sealed in Jesus Christ, man. All right. Ephesians chapter 1, chapter 1, verse 3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself." We have been adopted as children to Jesus Christ, to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, verse 6, "to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved." Verse 7 says, "in whom we have redemption through his blood and forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he had purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time he might gather together and all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also he have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that he heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also have, after ye have believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. We have been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption and the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. We have been sealed. Y'all, we have been sealed. Let me just read a couple more. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 29. It says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake have forgiven you. We are sealed, y'all. We have been shut in into the ark of the covenant of safety of Jesus Christ. We have been bought with a price, okay? We are ambassadors. You know, we are heirs. We are joint heirs to the throne. You know, we are sons and daughters, you know. We're no longer slaves. Jesus called us friends. Amen. Last one is coming out of 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22. It says, for all the purposes of God in him are yea and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Now he which established us with you in Christ have anointed us is God, who has also sealed us and given us the earnest of the spirits in our house. We have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, which is sealed unto us. Many are called, but few are chosen. We are sealed. We are shut in, you know, against the ways of the enemy. The enemy can't get to us without God's permission. And even if he gets with us, and God allows the enemy to get to us, we will always come out victorious and stuff, because God knows our expected end. God knows our expected end. Yes, he does. He knows our expected end. Shut me in, Lord. You know, protect me, guide me, seal me with your blood of Jesus Christ. Shut me in to the ending of this year, that I may follow the path that you have given us. Shut us in, Lord Jesus. Seal us with the blood of the Lamb, for the promises of you of yea and amen. That no matter what take place, God, that you got us. Shut us in, amen. And amen, amen. Shut us in, amen. So with that being said, I am done, y'all. I think I hope I did everything right. Amen. We'll see. I hope everything recorded right. I will go back and check some things out. But I do want to thank you for joining me again for this message. Please shut us in, Lord, and seal us. Amen. Shut us in and seal us. Amen. Let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Father, we come today first to thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for your love. God, the prayer becomes as we begin to end this year, that you will shut us into you, Holy Spirit, your ark of safety, your ark of covenant, God, and seal us, Lord Jesus, in the blood of you, Lord Jesus, that you protect us in our coming in and our going out, God, that you will bless us in our coming in and going out, God, that we will follow your instructions, follow your commandments, that we will obey you, that we will listen to you, God, that we will not turn from to the left nor to the right, but stay focused on the things of you. Truly, this last couple of years has been a trying year, and many people have gone on from left of this world, God, but for those that are still living, Lord Jesus, allow us to continue to worship you and to glorify your name. Allow us not to be weary and well-doing, but stay the course. We do pray this prayer in Christ Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So, y'all, I'm done. I hope this has been a blessing. I'm going to go back and listen to it. Hopefully, everything turned out right the way I wanted. But God bless you. God bless you. Amen.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.